yet it doesn't seem as if the state is sincere about providing the support and the resources that these schools need to actually show improvement.
Larry Scott is co-chair of the Buffalo Parent-Teacher Organization. When receivership was announced for 25 struggling city schools, parents were hopeful new funding and the power provided to the city school superintendent would allow those schools to rise out of low performance. But Scott notes the funding has not arrived.
I honestly don't know what the holdup is. For one, class size is a major issue. For example, in school six, they have class sizes in elementary level of over 30 students, with students that have a high amount of students with special education needs, ELL, English language learners. And so lowering class size is something that's a priority, and that's been a part of those plans.
Initially, it was reported that the five persistently struggling city schools would receive a substantial amount of state money. Meanwhile, school superintendent Dr. Kreiner Cash has been granted more power from State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia. She has imposed a receivership collective bargaining agreement at 15 struggling schools. This will provide Cash more power to enforce contract changes, such as a longer school day. But a legal fight appears to be on the horizon. Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Remore tells WBFO News he will take this to the highest courts.
There's a provision in the United States Constitution. It's called the Contract Impairment Clause, which says basically that you can't mess with somebody's contract. And we'll be challenging it all the way up to the Supreme Court.
Remore says the BTF and the New York State United Teachers continue a full review. He says they expect to file a suit by mid-January. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.